This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Surrounded by pronouncements in her original hospital and in the media of brain death, and by some others who say water and nutrition could help her recover, Jaehee McMath was moved from Children's Hospital in Oakland to an undisclosed location. Jaehee is to get a feeding tube, apparently for the first time since entering her coma at the new facility. An attorney with the Alliance Defending Freedom says religious freedom is embedded so deeply in American law that Obamacare has suffered court orders against the HHS mandate in 53 of 60 rulings so far. Matt Bauman says there is hope that hard-earned American tax dollars may soon no longer seek to force nuns to pay for contraception in their health care plans. A three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is hearing a lively challenge and defense of the Texas law that requires safety standards for those who provide abortion. One provision of the law is that abortion practitioners have admitting privileges at a hospital within their larger communities. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. A pro-life group is calling on Christians to pray the Our Father daily over the next week for the Supreme Court. On January 15th, the High Court will hear arguments on pro-life free speech rights outside abortion clinics. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.